I'd like to call the Senate Committee on Healthcare and Veterans Affairs. I'd like to resume the meeting that we started this morning. It is April 28. It is now 3:33 in the afternoon. I'd like to open a work session on Senate Bill 914.
Madam Chair, I move the dash one amendment, Senate Bill 914.
Senator Cruz moves the dash ones to Senate Bill 914. And colleagues, I know that Jonathan Eames had come representing, I believe, the managed care health organizations, and he has withdrawn his opposition to the bill. He feels that it really is something that they would like to work a little bit with the proponents of the bill on the House side. And so I know that you might have had a few concerns on 914, but with the opposition saying they're not opposed anymore, I'm wondering how the committee feels about that. And do you want to look at it, Senator Bruce? I have the file. And it would be the dash three amendments. Or dash one amendments, I'm sorry. Because the dash one amendments, after Jonathan looked at them, felt that they would be all right.
If you're okay with that, I'm okay with that. Yep. I'm sure I'd certainly be in favor of the way it's, if there's agreement on this now. No problem. Right. No problem.
And there probably may be some changes over in the House, but I think this is a very important bill, and would like to see it actually be enacted on the House side. All right.
Well, you haven't banged the gavel on the amendments yet.
Oh, you moved?
I moved the amendments.
Oh, okay. Senator Cruz has moved the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 914. Is there any further discussion? Is there any opposition? So ordered.
Madam Chair, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of voting on Senate Bill 914.
Senator Cruz moves.
Without a physical statement.
Okay. Senator Cruz moves that the rules be suspended so that we can approve Senate Bill 914 without a physical statement. Is there any discussion? Is there any opposition? So ordered.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 914 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 914 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any opposition? So ordered, and I will carry the bill. All right. That'll close the work session on Senate Bill 914. I'd like to open a work session on Senate Bill 856.
Madam Chair, I just want you to know I was a little late getting here because I thought that we were running this out at 3:30 a.m. considering the importance of the bill would nobody be here. So I didn't expect this to be in broad daylight, but I guess we're going to do it that way, huh?
Yes, we are.
Okay. I'm always the last to know these things. Okay.
All right. You know, it's interesting the process that we've gone through here because I am a supporter of 2009, and we have not had that conversation. And with the resurrection of 856, we have been able to have a conversation actually on 2009 and had a lot of various input from a variety of people. I thought we were going to be passing the dash sixes this morning when I came in after talking with each member, and during it, I realized that we weren't going to be passing the dash sixes, and now there has resurrected the dash eights. So, Senator Bates, will you please let us know what you've done with this.
Madam Chair,
yes, Madam
I
Chair.
Want to clarify a statement. You did not, I did not tell you I was going to vote for the dash sixes this morning.
You didn't need your vote.
No.
Thank you, Senator Morissette. Madam Chair, the dash sixes contained language that was particularly helpful as far as establishing and setting rates in the insurance industry. It was a step in the right direction for transparency and gave some certainty to the insurers where they would probably be for the next 3 to 4 years as we move through some significant changes in reform of the healthcare system, both on the federal and state levels. On the other hand, the Dash 7s had some good language concerning the authority, essentially delaying it for 2 years, giving it a chance to be birthed, and having the authority actually established 2 years. Now, when would you actually have another look at it while we're in session? It was hard for me to try to deal with those Dash 6s and Dash 7s and sort of pick one or the other as it headed for Ways and Means, where we already have 2009 waiting for us. As such, after some thought this morning, I asked LC, and I want to really thank Lori Freeman there. She, I think she's still alive. I didn't see any ropes or anything, not like she committed suicide. She was very helpful and put together the Dash 8s at my request. And LFO, as you now know, what you have before you, gave us a physical on this also very quickly. And the Dash 8s basically try to combine what I hope is the best of 6 and 7. It basically takes the language that Corey Streisinger also helped with for setting rates for insurers and inserted them into 7, and they came out as, of course, the Dash 8s. I'm hoping it's something that will be helpful for us in Ways and Means in forming the final bill, and I'm hoping that this committee can vote today to move this down to Ways and Means for our consideration at that level. So, madam, I would ask that that you accept a motion to move the Dash 8s in, are we in work session?
Mm-hmm.
The Dash 8s into Senate Bill 856. I also believe you have an amendment that needs to be moved in 8562. Would you like to do yours first?
No, you do yours first.
So, Madam Chair, I'd move that the Dash 8 amendments be incorporated into Senate Bill 856.
Senator Bates moves the Dash 8s into Senate Bill 856. And is there any discussion? Senator Cruz.
Thank you, Madam Chair. At one point in time, on this side of the building, we were hoping to offer an alternative to 2009. In my opinion, the 8s are not. And I also find it incredibly troubling that we are proposing in this economic environment to grow government by this much when it's truly unnecessary, because we could achieve the objectives simply by adopting the sixes that we're after. Fiscal is over 11 million and we're adding 30 some new FTE, and I think it's tragic that we're taking this pathway. And I do know at one point in time I thought we had agreement on a different version, and obviously pressure has been brought to bear that have changed some people's opinions, and I find that unfortunate. And but I have also been told that at this point in time, my thoughts on this may not be as relevant as they were a week ago. So,
actually, I think that your thoughts have been extremely relevant, because I think that with your persistence, we were able to resurrect 856, and in the process, we saw movement and change in 2009 that would not have resulted without the various views that you and other stakeholders proposed. And yes, this is a little bit different than 2009, but I think it is actually I'm more comfortable with this version, but it's really going to be up to Ways and Means where you have House members and Senate members working to decide what we can actually implement. We do have a fiscal in front of you, everybody, and it is a huge amount of money, and this is going to be, and for the record, they say it will be total funds of $11,323,069, and then it in the 11-13, it would be $4,955,854. I want everyone to remember that the seven bills that we passed, the 450 series, is in this bill, and it is in 2009, and that is going to provide us millions of dollars of savings. With that implementation. So there's a lot of cost containment in these bills, and sometimes you have to spend a little to get a whole lot in the future. Is there any other discussion on the Dash 8 amendment? Yes, Senator Morse and then Senator Bates.
Senator Morse.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We had our discussion this morning, and I think my comments probably will stand, but I would just sum up. The objective, there's no disagreement of where we want to go. The process of getting there, it goes against my grain, and this is something that comes from my business background, is before we undertake such broad sweeping reorganization, I'd like to see better definition of issues that will truly impact how we're going to achieve access and coverage, and essentially the business plan that says this is how we're going to transform healthcare from the inside out. And while the things that we're doing are helpful, they've not addressed the core issues of utilization and how we cover all eligible citizens in Oregon. And to me, I would like to see that plan, which I think the Dash 6 has set in motion, before we go through this very broad sweeping government reorganization. So I have no dispute with the objectives of where we're wanting to go. It's the process for how we're going to achieve those. And so, Madam Chair, with that, I regrettably, I would be a no on the Dash 8s.
Thank you. Senator Bates.
Yes, last comment. Appreciate the comments from both Senator Cruz and Senator Morris. I think we do have the same objectives here. There is a difference of opinion of how to get there from A to B. I was very concerned the Dash 6 amendments, in fact, did not get us there. And that was the main reason for bringing the 8s forward. It gives us some objectives that we all agree to, but it also gives us various ways to get there. And I do believe that the input from both these gentlemen has been very important, not only in 2009 debates that have gone on in the other chamber, but what we have before us here, and will be just as important when we get to Ways and Means. There is no guarantee that 2009 or the Dash 8s on 856 are coming out of Ways and Means, either as they are or any other form. They may die in Ways and Means, and people need to know that. There's a huge fiscal on this. That's a lot of money. It's a tough time right now, and these bills, as all the other bills in Ways and Means, will have to prove their worth down there and are subject to change. So this is not your last bite at the apple. This is an opportunity to be part of the process and keep working with through that process. I would like to move this on down for consideration in Ways and Means and do so today.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Senator Morse.
Yeah, thank you. Well, this is maybe the end of the beginning.
Hopefully not the beginning of the end.
No, it's the end of the beginning, because finally we're going to do something. That means we're doing the right thing. Okay, I think that this provides a really good roadmap, a quality care, a council, public employee, health cooperative. There are 12 road signs to movement. And I think the concerns of Senator Morris will be addressed during this time. It's a chicken and an egg, and I think what we have to do is provide some framework for discussion. And that's what this does. We will have some discussion. Now, I want to emphasize a few other points, which I used to talk about when we were doing 329, and that is don't forget what's going on at the local level. We have a number of local consortium groups. We just passed a bill the other day recognizing these groups. Senator Telfer received a letter from CMS saying that there is money available for states that have passed the kind of legislation we have passed, and that money will go to 100% access in Lane County, which is already providing health care for the underinsured, working with a wide range of volunteers. And we need to work with the local consortiums and make sure that we are in sync with what they're already doing and not make rules that cause problems and disrupt a very good system at the local level. So I think that this, finally, we have reached a point where we can now start seriously looking at the structure. We have the framework we have to fill in. I think we must work with our local stakeholders, with the stakeholders in this room who've been coming to these meetings and whose voices have been very important in establishing policy. I'm sure we will work with the stakeholders, and there will be time to make adjustments. So I think I'm very pleased with where we are right now. I think it is a new beginning. We've reached the end of one phase, and we're now at the beginning of another phase.
I also would like to put on the record on page 13 in section 10 of the Dash 8s, in lines 16 through 19, it talks about the board shall establish aggressive goals for the reduction of tobacco use, obesity, and other chronic disease risk factors, and the board shall collaborate with schools, employers, and community organizations to develop and implement a strategic plan to achieve the goals. I want us to not forget that public health and the Coalition of Local Health Officials, better known as CLO, are very involved in this, and that they should be definitely be a part of that. But I figured that DHS was, this will be under, the health authority will be under DHS, and so that they would automatically be included. The other issue is on page 19 of the Dash 8s in section 18. We need to clean up that lines 8 through 11, and we have the Dash 1 amendments that will just clean up that language regarding DCBS. Basically, it will change that Section 1 to read, the Department of Consumer and Business Services and the Insurance Division Advisory Committee shall develop one or more insurance products designed to provide more affordable options for the small group market. That is a part of the Dash 8s, but the wording's different. So that's in the Dash 1s, but right now we're still with the Dash 8s, and I need to have a roll call if there's no further discussion on the Dash 8s.
Senator Bates?
Yes.
Senator Morissette?
Aye.
Senator Moore?
No.
Vice Chair Cruz?
No.
Senator Tennyson?
Aye. Motion carries.
Madam Chair?
Go ahead.
I move that we, now that the tens are, or eights are in, I move to conceptually amend the bill by striking Section 75 on page 108.
Explain your, or Senator Cruz moves to strike Section 78, which says 75, which says the amendments to Section 24 of this 2009 Act by Section 25 of this 2009 Act become operative on July 1st, 2011. Please explain your
Madam Chair,
issue.
That leaves the decision to make a whole new agency totally in the hands of the Legislative Assembly, if that is stricken.
What page?
This is on page 108, Section 75, lines 13 and 14. And you are saying, and I would need someone from LC to actually explain that to me, that is that what you want?
Madam Chair, if I'm reading this correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong, Senator Cruz, the amendment, the section you're talking about, 24 and 25, make the authority operative, and it becomes operative right at what we expect to be sine die for the next session, next regular session. You want to strike that amendment and leave it up to the next session to make that decision?
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
Okay. So he's moved that. Any other further discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Bates?
Consider that in ways and means. I'm going to say no now, but I'll consider it in ways and means.
Senator Morissette?
No.
Senator Moore?
Aye.
Vice Chair Cruz?
Aye.
Senator Montanus?
No. Motion fails.
Damn, I thought for sure I'd get that one. Madam Chair.
Well, you made your point, though.
Okay.
Not a bad suggestion. We'll look at that in ways and means.
Madam Chair, I move the Dash 1 amendment to Senate Bill 856.
Senator Cruz moves the Dash 1s into Senate Bill 856. Is there any discussion? Is there any opposition? So ordered. Now I need a motion for the entire bill.
I'll do it. It's my job.
Don't break your arm here.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 856 as amended to the floor, and the bill be subsequently referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 856 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
No, I did not say that.
Okay. with a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. Is there any discussion? Is there any?
You better take a roll call on this one, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Yes,
clerk will call the roll.
Senator Bates.
Aye.
Senator Morissette.
Aye.
Senator Moore.
No.
Vice Chair Cruz?
No.
Motion carries.
No, you need to vote.
Oh, aye.
I was in trouble.
Okay, motion carries. And I will close the work session. We've done everything we need to do, correct, before I...
Yeah. Oh, way more than we needed to do.
Okay.
Madam Chair, yes. There's just one part here that I think we all agree on, and that's medical liability that will be discussed.
That's true. That is in these...
Bill.
That's in the Dash 8s now.
That's in the Dash 8s.
And we will work
not.
On that, hopefully, during this interim and come to some kind of resolution of cost containment under that heading.
All right. Thank you, committee. I will close the work session on Senate Bill 856, and we are adjourned.
Chair.
Yes.